Am I in the air?
Well, all right. What is going down, everybody? Welcome back once again to another brand new edition of Am I on the Air? My name is Don Mega, and I'm your host, and I'm so happy that you're here to join me tonight to get caught up with all the latest and the greatest when it comes to entertainment news and television, movies, non-spoiler reviews. You come right here every single week to get caught up with it all. It's season 28, episode 16, and tonight's show is titled Children Could Be Such Monsters. We're going to be breaking down the news from April 17th through today, April the 23rd. We got several movies to talk about, one new TV show, and then, of course, the news of the week. So we got a lot to get into, so let's not waste any time. Let's jump into it. Before I get to my new reviews, I do want to shout out the Ministry of Ungentlemanly Warfare. I saw this movie 2 weeks ago and reviewed it on the podcast 2 weeks ago, but the movie just came out in theaters this past weekend. So on a normal episode, if I hadn't seen it early, I'd be reviewing that movie here tonight. Now, I'm not going to go into a review because, like I said, I did that a couple weeks ago, but because it is the new movie of the weekend, I did want to shout it out. I do want to show it some love because it's a great movie, and I think, well, I know, it underperformed at the box office, and I'm pretty disappointed about that because I thought y'all would go out and support this film. You got Guy Ritchie, you got Henry Cavill, you got Alan Ritchson, you got a true story, you got my girl Isaac Gonzalez. There's a lot going for this movie, and I was just pretty sad to see its box office. So I wanted to take a second to shout it out and let you guys know it's an awesome movie and you should go see it. I gave this one 4 out of 5 stars. It is funny. The action is great. It's violent. I mean, like I said, it's a true story. This is about the first real Black Ops mission that went down. I think you should check it out. So if you've been on the fence, just wanted to show it some love and tell you all to go check that one out. The Ministry of Ungentlemanly Warfare, now in theaters, 4 out of 5 stars. All right, let's get to the new stuff. Why don't we? The big new movie of the weekend outside of that, that I was able to go see because I had already seen Ungentlemanly Warfare early, was Abigail. So I'm going to start off today with Abigail. And I've been so excited for this movie because this is one of those rare movies. When I do this show every single week, everything, I already know pretty much every project that's coming out. This movie kind of came out of nowhere. And I remember once it came out and I knew this was from the Radio Silence team, the team that did Ready or Not, the last two Scream movies. I remember on this show talking about how they were going to probably be doing a new horror movie, possibly a vampire movie, but everything was very mum on it. So kind of forgot about it. And then the trailer came out for Abigail. And I remember the picture of Abigail was just a little ballerina. And I was like, yeah, I'm good. I didn't even want to watch it. And then I heard somebody talk about the twist in the trailer. And I was like, what? Okay, let me check this out. Absolutely loved the trailer. It blew me away. And I was like, this looks great. And so definitely ran out to check this one out on its preview night last weekend. This is a horror. It's a thriller. It's a comedy. It really scales all of that. And this is about a group of would-be criminals. They kidnap a 12-year-old ballerina daughter of a powerful underworld figure. And all they have to do to collect a $50 million ransom is just watch the girl overnight. In an isolated mansion, the captors start to dwindle one by one, and they discover to their mounting horror that they've locked inside with no normal little girl. She's a vampire. So yeah, so nice little twist there. This one here got a great cast. You got Melissa Barrera from the Scream movies, Dan Stevens, who's riding a high right now, man. He's already in theaters right now with Godzilla and Kong, and now he's back here. Alicia Weir, She's Abigail, William Catlett, Catherine Newton, Kevin Duran, and Angus Cloud, along with Giancarlo Esposito. Man, hell of a cast, guys. Hell of a cast. And I loved this movie. I loved it. It was such a blast from start to finish. And it's one of these ensemble pieces that is just so good, right? When you have the right chemistry and you have the right people in a movie, they all knocked it out the park. I love Melissa Barrera, and I'm so glad that she's getting to do something like this. You know, it sucks that she's kind of been dropped from the Scream franchise because of her political views and stuff like that. But this was great to see her in this element. Catherine Newton, so good in this one here too, man. I love the character she plays. Kevin Duran, so much fun as always. Dan Stevens, man, I'm starting to really, really like this dude. Every time he pops up, I'm kind of getting a little geek moment, right? To be like, hey. But the standout here, man, you got to go with Alicia, who plays Abigail. She's so, so good as Abigail. She's terrifying. She's creepy. She's lovable. Like, she plays it so well. It's really well directed. The gore is on point. The excitement is there. And it's just a blast from start to finish, guys. So big thumbs up for me on Abigail. I give Abigail 4 out of 5 stars. You should definitely go check this one out if you're a fan of any kind of horror comedy. I think you'll really, really enjoy it. So that's the big theatrical one that we got right now. And then we move on to the other big release of the weekend, but this time we're on the streaming side, and that's Rebel Moon Part 2, The Scar Giver. Zack Snyder's follow-up to Rebel Moon Part 1. What the hell was that first one? A Child of Fire, I think that one was called. So we got Rebel Moon back in December for Part 1. And we've found out right away that Part 2 is going to come out on April 19th. So we've been ready. And I've been really, really ready because I'm a massive Zack Snyder fan. I really, really am. I love pretty much everything Zack Snyder has done. I'm a big, big, big fan. So when I heard he was doing Rebel Moon and it was going to be this 2-part movie and it was going to be like his Star Wars, I was very, very excited. Then I saw Rebel Moon Part 1, and it was a letdown. I enjoyed the movie, kinda, but that was a stretch, and I think that was because of my love of Zack that I couldn't take myself to hate it. But there was a lot, there were moments of greatness in that first movie, moments. Like, there was a lot of moments of other stuff too, but there was moments. But I ended up just kind of overall, just barely kind of liking it. Like, one of my least favorite Zack Snyder films. But I saw the trailer for Part 2, and I got real hyped. And I was like, okay, here we go, man. Part 2. I had Friggins over, and we watched it. We did a little viewing party here at my house. And we were ready, man. We're like, let's do this. And we put it on. And I'm disappointed because this is another movie that's just a meh. Kind of across the board. This is a 2-hour film. What I say about this film is the first hour is rough. Like, really rough. Like, almost shut it off rough. It just does some weird choices. There's a lot of unnecessary slow motion. And I know Zach loves the slow motion, and I love slow motion, right? When it's in the middle of an action scene, slow motion is cool as fuck. But when you're chopping wheat, do I need slow motion of Demon Hansu chopping wheat? Sometimes it just didn't make sense. And it just came off silly, almost like an SNL sketch. It just didn't work. But the second hour of Rebel Moon is pretty much a full action scene. Like, it's action for almost that entire second hour. It just goes and goes and goes and goes as we get to the battle, you know, on the planet that they've been preparing for. And it's really cool. There's some really, really good action. So that made me overall enjoy the movie. But if I was to watch Rebel Moon Part 2 again, I would skip the first hour, plain and simple. I don't think I could sit through the entire movie again in this format. Now, we all know that Netflix did kind of a bitch-ass move with these movies when they have Snyder cuts, right? Zack wanted to make R-rated, crazy, over-the-top Star Wars with lots of sex and violence and all kinds of shit. And he didn't get to do that. Netflix said, you got to put out these PG-13 versions first, and then we'll let you release your Snyder cuts. So supposedly, this summer, we're still supposed to get the Snyder cuts of Part 1 and Part 2. I will sit through these again to watch the Snyder cuts. I'm hoping that he really does deliver. Now, usually his director's cuts, his Snyder cuts, are better than the theatrical versions. So we'll see how it turns out for Rebel Moon. But I cannot sit here and say, even as a big Zack Snyder fan, that I was, I hate to say that I was underwhelmed when it comes to this movie. So Rebel Moon Part 2, The Scar Giver, I'm going to barely give 3 stars. And that's really just because of the action in that second hour. Overall, this is probably a 2-star movie. But the action is really good in that second hour. So there you go. That's my honest take on Rebel Moon Part 2, The Scar Giver. My next movie is one that came out last month on Netflix. This is another Netflix original. I've been wanting to see it. It looked fun. It's a little rom-com called Players. This is about a New York sports writer, Mac, who spent years devising successful hookup plays with her friends. But when she unexpectedly falls for one of her targets, she must learn what it takes to go from simply scoring to playing for keeps. So this one here stars Gina Rodriguez along with Damon Wayans Jr., Tom Ellis, Mr. Lucifer himself. And so that's your core group there. So they're a core group of friends that like to run plays on people for dating purposes, right? And then Gina Rodriguez hooks up with Tom Ellis, and then she realizes, I think I like him. I want to actually try to date him, but they end up running plays for it and seeing where it goes. Now, if you've seen the trailer, I'm sure you know where it goes. This is a very straightforward rom-com. And I got to say, I was disappointed in this one too. I saw the trailer. I loved the trailer. I'm a big Damon Wayans Jr. fan. I love Tom Ellis. It looked fun. It looked a little bit different. It looked like a different kind of take on the rom-com, and it looked like it'd be more fun than just your typical standard stuff. And unfortunately, I mean, it has some moments, but overall, it's a pretty boring film, and it doesn't, you know, the cast is good. I will give the cast its credit. They're very good. They're charming. They have good chemistry together. It's the writing, it's the script, it's the flow of the movie. It's just kind of meh. It was a letdown for me because I really did look forward to this film. And overall, I just felt like it was okay. So I'm going to give Players 2 out of 5 stars. It was just All right. And now I'm going to move on to the next movie, which we're going back to the horror side of things with Late Night with the Devil. Now, this movie came out just about a month ago. It came out the end of March in theaters and did pretty well. It was made for a very, very low budget. And this one here stars David Dasmachian, you know, and he's always really great. And it was really cool to see him kind of lead a movie this go around, which is really nice. This is about a live broadcast of a late night talk show in 1977 goes horribly wrong, unleashing evil into the nation's living rooms. So yeah, this movie pretty much takes place around a late night talk show, kind of like The Tonight Show, that's starring David Dasmachian as the host. And then he has some guests on and some creepiness ensues. So this is one of those movies where I feel like the majority of people that watched it really liked it. I did not. I found this movie to be very, very boring. Does it have some moments? Yes, it does. There's several moments in this movie that when the horror really kicks in, it's kind of cool. It's kind of interesting, kind of unique. But overall, even at an hour, 33-minute runtime, it's just kind of there. Like, everybody does a good job. I like the way it's shot. It looks like it is a real 1977 talk show. So I give them all props for all of that. But for me, It was a struggle. And it was funny because I was talking to a friend and I told him I saw this over the weekend and he said he only made it 10 minutes into it and shut it off. So it's not just me, but I do know that a lot of the horror community really liked this movie. And it's a slow burn, right, to get to certain things. But overall for me it just didn't really work. But it is now streaming on Shudder. It's on AMC Plus. So if you want to check it out, I mean, it was just in theaters a month ago, so it's a hot new release for the weekend. Definitely check it out for yourself. But for me, it didn't work. So Late Night with the Devil only gets 2 out of 5 stars for me. Okay, and then I got a bonus for y'all because I got to see another early screening, and I was so happy it was this movie. I was hoping it was going to be this movie. And I found out it was, and it is Boy Kills World. This movie actually drops in theaters this Friday, so it comes out on the 26th. So another early review for you guys. And this one here is when his family is murdered, a deaf mute named Boy escapes to the jungle and is trained by a mysterious shaman to repress his childish imagination and become an instrument of death. So very straightforward summary there. This stars Bill Skarsgård. Jessica Roth is in here as well. Famke Janssen, Michelle Dockery, Charlotte Copley, and Brett Gelman. Isaiah Mustafa is in this too, and he's really good, along with Andrew Koji. So a really strong cast for a very weird, quirky movie like this. If you've never seen the trailer to Boy Kills World, I suggest you check it out, especially the Red Band trailer. It's crazy. This movie is batshit crazy, and I loved every second of it. This is a straightforward revenge film. Bill Skarsgård, as a kid, his sister and his mom is murdered by Famke Janssen and her crew. So he spends his whole life being trained by this shaman to become an instrument of death, right? So that when he grows up, he can go find Famke Janssen's character and kill her and kill all the people responsible for taking his family away from him. Now, in the process of growing up, he becomes deaf, he becomes mute, and in his head, he hears his monologue, right? Like, so when you're watching the movie, you hear what he's thinking, but the voice that you hear is a voice of a video game that he played when he grew up. So in his head, he sounds very extra, like this, round two, player, fight. And so that's the voice he hears in his head, which is hilarious. And I'll tell you, this movie was way funnier than I thought it would be because this is very much laid out to be this action thriller, almost science fiction, right? Kind of a shoot 'em up or a Hardcore Henry. Like, this is just a really over-the-top action film. Produced by Sam Raimi, actually, by the way. And this movie just has everything you want. If you watch the trailer and you're like, that looks really cool, this is what the movie provides to you. It is silly, it's over the top, but it's hilarious, and the action is incredible. It is uber violent, uber violent. I mean, crazy shit going down. Great hand-to-hand combat, great gun fighting. I mean, everything, dude, everything is so much fun. And I had a blast with it. I had a big, big blast with it. And I would give Boy Kills World 4 out of 5 stars. I really recommend that when it hits theaters this weekend, y'all go check it out. I have a feeling this movie's gonna bomb and it's gonna probably bomb hardcore because this isn't the kind of movie that's gonna appeal to a lot of people. But if you're looking for some crazy ass action, dude, this movie will be a blast to watch. So check out Boy Kills World 4 out of 5 stars. All right. So, and then real quick on the TV side, I checked out the new show Under the Bridge. This is a Hulu original and it's based on the true story. Rena Virk, a 14-year-old girl, she went to join friends at a party and never returned home. Seven teenage girls and a boy were accused of the savage murder. So, yeah, this is a true story about a girl who's trying to fit in. She goes to a party, she gets jumped, and she disappears. And then they find out that she's been murdered. So who did it? Who did it in this little town? Who killed this girl? Crazy story. This is a weekly rollout. Hulu dropped the first two episodes. I watched them. Really like it. I like the flow of this show. It's an intriguing story. I never heard of the true story. And I'm in. I'm super sold. So definitely check out Under the Bridge. Big thumbs up over on Hulu. So that's what we got on the review side. Let's recap real quick. Ministry of Ungemly Warfare is now in theaters, 4 out of 5 stars. Abigail, now in theaters, 4 out of 5 stars. Rebel Moon Part 2, The Scar Giver on Netflix, 3 out of 5 stars. Players on Netflix, 2 out of 5 stars. Late Night with the Devil over on Shudder and AMC Plus, 2 out of 5 stars. And Boy Kills World, little early review there, comes out this weekend in theaters, 4 out of 5 stars. Alrighty, so that's our reviews. Whew, I told you we had a lot to get through, man. That's already 20 minutes of the show. So let's get on over to the box office. Coming in at number 10, it's The First Omen. Number 9 is Monkey Man, which is now available on VOD, so you can now buy or rent that. Number 8 is Dune Part 2, also now available on VOD. Number 7, Ghostbusters Frozen Empire. Number 6, Kung Fu Panda 4, now available on VOD. Number 5, Spy X Family, Code White. The movie I walked out of last week. coming in number 5 in its debut. Number 4 in its debut is The Ministry of Ungemly Warfare. I told you, not a strong debut. Only coming in number 4 with 8.9 million. Number 3 was Godzilla X Kong, The New Empire with 9.5 million. Number 2 in its debut is Abigail, man. Abigail underperforming a little bit, only bringing in 10.2 million, which is shocking because horror movies seem to have a real big opening and do really, really well. All these really shitty ones come out and do fantastic, and then you get a great one like Abigail, and it only makes 10.2, and it only came in at number 2. So I thought it would be the number 1 movie for sure. But no, number 1 once again is Civil War. In its second week, it brought in 11.1. So only beat Abigail by $1 million. But man, it was a tight race all weekend long. So there you go. Civil War 11.1 to be your new or number 1 movie again for the second week in a row. All right, guys, let's switch gears. Let's get into our news of the week. And again, if you'd like to check out any of the full articles, watch any of the trailers, everything, easiest place to go, our Twitter page, twitter.com/amiontheair. Everything is all right there for you, nice and clean. Okay, like I said, you don't even need to be on Twitter to go here. Just type in that URL, twitter.com/amiontheair, and you can be able to view everything. So Quentin Tarantino no longer directing The Movie Critic as his final movie. This is supposed to be his 10th movie. He was going to retire after this, and nope. He said, no bueno, not going to do it anymore. No reason as to why, just it's not going to be. So I guess we'll find out hopefully soon what his real last project will be. Golden Axe animated series has been ordered over at Comedy Central. This is going to be very interesting to see. This is a very over-the-top comic, so we'll see what they do with that over at Comedy Central. For All Mankind has been renewed for season 5, so congratulations over there. A Russia spinoff has also been ordered over at Apple TV+. Big Bold Beautiful Journey cast, Phoebe Waller-Bridge, has joined the Margot Robbie-led movie. We have a new teaser trailer for Long Legs. This is the new Nicolas Cage horror movie. These trailers are creepy. They're weird. But I'm ready for this movie. I think it's going to be something very, very interesting. Steven Spielberg working on a new UFO movie, which is based on an original idea. An Old Boy TV show was in the works over at Lionsgate. And Park Chan-wook is set to produce. I don't really know how you turn this into a TV show. I mean, it's a pretty straightforward story for a movie, but it's going to be interesting to see what they do with that into a television show. Martin Scorsese hoping to make a Frank Sinatra biopic, and he's hoping to get Leonardo DiCaprio and Jennifer Lawrence to star in it. So we'll see what ends up happening with that. Andrew Garfield, along with Miles Teller, are being eyed for Martin Scorsese's new Jesus movie. Acapulco Season 3 trailer has dropped for the Apple TV Plus comedy. The Old Guard 2 director is set to helm the NASCAR rom-com movie that's going to be produced by Will Smith called Clean Air. Idris Elba teases that his cameo in Extraction 2 will possibly expand into the future sequel. let's see. We want that, right? Isn't that the whole point of teasing Idris Elba at the end of that movie, is that he would be there in the next one? But we'll see. Right there. Neva Howell has been cast to play Martha Kent in James Gunn's Superman movie that's now filming. I am not really familiar with Neva Howell. Very interesting casting for Jonathan and Martha Kent in this movie. But hey, in James Gunn we trust, right? We'll see what ends up happening there with that. We have the first official trailer for Transformers 1. This is the animated prequel movie. It's going to be hitting theaters on September 20th. And yeah, you got Chris Hemsworth as a young Optimus Prime, Brian Tyree Henry as a young Megatron, before they were Optimus and Megatron, when they were friends. Keegan-Michael Key is in this as Bumblebee. I'll tell you this. I thought it looked like a lot of fun. There's a core group of people online that are loving this, and then there's a core group of people online that are hating this. But this is a very fun kid version of Transformers, right? This is taking us on a journey before they become the Autobots and Decepticons, before they were Optimus Prime and Megatron, when they were friends, right? It looks really cool. It looks fun. I laughed several times in this movie. I think this is going to be a blast, especially for kids. So I don't know what the hate's about. You know, it's time that we could have kind of a new take on Transformers lore. And why not? So Transformers 1 in theaters September 20th. I love the trailer. We also got the first trailer for M. Night Shyamalan's new movie, Trap, which hits theaters this summer. This stars Josh Hartnett. I loved this trailer as well, man. This is such a cool trailer. Josh Hartnett taking his kid to like the Taylor Swift concert, right? They're going to the Eras Tour, and then there's a lot of security around, and Josh Hartnett's like, yo, what's up with all the security? And the security guard's like, oh, dude, like, it's because there's a lot of, there's a serial killer running around, and this is a trap. The police are here to capture the serial killer. And he's like, oh, shit. Like, you know, and it's like, oh, man, his daughter's in danger and we got to figure this out. And he goes in the bathroom and he looks on his phone and you can see there's a guy tied up in his basement. And the camera kind of zooms in on Josh Hartnett's face. And you're like, oh, shit, he's the killer. He's the one they're looking for. Very, very cool stuff, man. I loved it. I love this trailer. I love the way it played out. And it's M. Night, dude. I think it's going to be pretty damn cool. So we know that even though it looks like that's the big twist, right? You know there's going to be another one because it's M. Night. So check out the trailer for Trap. It is great. All right. Netflix's fantasy series The Witcher is going to end with season 5. That's right. So they just started production on season 4. They're going to do one more season for season 5. They're going to shoot them back to back, and then the show is done. Now, remember, Henry Cavill has left the show, and Liam Hemsworth is stepping in to take on the role of Geralt. So he'll be doing season 4 and 5. And, you know, good on Netflix for knowing, hey, we're going to wrap this show up, so we're going to give it its 2 seasons and then put it to bed. So there you go, right there for all you Witcher fans. For all of you Fallout fans like myself, because I gave a glowing review to Fallout on last week's show, I loved this show, and I'm so happy that by the next episode, I'm able to tell you guys it's already been renewed for season 2. That's right, Prime Video came out and said, hell yeah, we'll see you back in the wasteland for season 2. Obviously, no release date or anything like that. They still have to film it, but I'm glad that we're not waiting a long time to find out what's going on. This is a fantastic show. If you haven't seen it yet, you need to get with it. All 8 episodes are out. It's great, and I'm so happy it's already been renewed for another season. We have the new trailer for Hitman. This is Glenn Powell and Adriel Arjona and director Richard Linklater are bringing you the unbelievable true-ish story of a fake killer. That's right. Hitman's coming to select theaters on May 24th and will hit Netflix on June 7th. I really like this trailer. It looks like a ton of fun. So I'm down for this, man. We'll definitely be checking it out when it hits Netflix on June 7th. Let's see here. Got a new poster for Transformers 1, which looks great, so check that out. Phil Lord and Chris Miller's Project Hail Mary, that's going to be starring Ryan Gosling, will be released on March 20th 2026 in theaters. The film follows a man who wakes up from a coma afflicted with amnesia and soon remembers that he was sent 12 light years away from Earth to save humanity. Very interesting, but we love Lord and Miller. 2026 is rough, but hey, I bet this is going to be a really cool project. Project Hail Mary. So there you go. Let's see here. Chris Columbus set to direct the Thursday Murder Club movie. Helen Mirren is being eyed to star in it. Molly Shannon is set to lead a new HBO comedy series from SNL writer coming soon. So that's cool. We love Molly Shannon. The Iron Claw is coming to Max, and it will hit the streamer on May 10th. Love this movie. If you haven't seen The Iron Claw, definitely check it out. Even if you're not a wrestling fan, it's an incredible movie. May 10th on Max. Keanu Reeves is in talks to join the cast of the Triangle of Sadness director's new movie. Let's see here. The Suits LA pilot has cast John Amos there. That's pretty cool there. Let me see here, because I think there's some other additional casting. John Amos and Victoria Justice, along with Kevin Wiseman, have all been tapped for guest starring roles in the upcoming show there. So I like that. Victoria Justice is awesome. So there you go. We have a new roller coaster thriller movie coming that's called Thrill Ride, which is based on a roller coaster. It gets stuck during its run, but then I think there's something more behind it. So keep an eye out for that. Welcome to Wrexham Season 3 trailer has dropped for the new docuseries, so check that out. Keeper of the Lost Cities movie is in the works over at Warner Brothers. Violent Bean, Jacob Robinson have also joined the cast of the Blumhouse thriller Drop. We have your first look at My Spy 2. Remember that Dave Bautista movie where he was taking care of the little girl? Yes, they did a sequel. It's called My Spy, The Internal City, and it comes out this summer. Prime Video has announced that the movie will drop on July 18th. So hell yeah. So hopefully we'll have a trailer here soon. I really liked My Spy. I thought it was a lot of fun. And now, you know, the girl's grown up. So, you know, Batista's got to take care of her, man. And I hope this is going to be another fun ride. So My Spy, The Eternal City launches July 18th over on Prime Video. Elsbeth Season 2 has been set by CBS for the Good Wife spinoff. So congratulations there. I'm glad to see that show's doing well. We have the Season 2 trailer for Pretty Little Liars. So check that out. Zack Snyder says Rebel Moon franchise could be 4 to 6 movies. Zack, let me holler at you. Stop it. You're not doing 4 to 6 movies. Nobody gives a fuck. Sorry. And that's coming from a Zack Snyder fan, bro. Like, I know he says he's already working on part 3. Part 2 ends with them definitely talking about what they're going to do in part 3. But we don't need 4 to 6 movies, dude. And honestly, after the performance on Netflix, and Netflix is under new leadership, I don't see them green lighting. Like, maybe he'll get a third. I don't even think they'll give him that. They definitely ain't giving him 4 to 6. So he might have these grand ideas, but I don't see them really going through. Rashida Jones' new dark comedy called Sunny is coming to Apple TV Plus on July 10th. Ethan Coen movie has added Charlie Day and Billy Eichner. It's called Honey Don't. So I'm glad he's beefing up that cast. Some good people there. Joe Manganiello has been cast in a new zombie thriller movie called Mountain Man. Marshawn Lynch, along with Luke Gage, are going to join Ki-Hu Kwan in the new action movie With Love. Two Family Guy holiday specials are set to premiere on Hulu in 2024. So kind of doing the South Park thing that even though Family Guy runs on Fox, Hulu is the streaming partner. So Hulu is going to get the holiday specials. Just like I said, like South Park is still on Comedy Central, but all their specials go on Paramount Plus. So cool to see them do something a little different like that. CBS has canceled 2 of their shows, So Help Me Todd and CSI Vegas. So yeah, so both of those have not been renewed. I've heard good things about So Help Me Todd. I know a lot of people are upset about that one. CSI Vegas, that was, of course, you know, a show that they brought back, did well for a couple seasons, and now they're kind of giving up on it. But hey, so always sad to see shows go, for sure. The new Office reboot has added Domhnall Gleeson and Sabrina Impacatore as the first cast members. So, okay, I can dig it. We have the new trailer for The Chi. That's right, Duda and Alicia face off in the back half of season 6. Check out the new trailer now. We Are Lady Parts is coming back for season 2 over on Peacock. The spinoff over at Apple TV Plus for All Mankind is called Star City, just to give you that official title there. Because remember, For All Mankind renewed for season 5, and they're going to do a spinoff. It's going to be called Star City, so both going to Apple TV Plus. Denis Villeneuve is currently writing Dune Messiah right now, so good to see that he's jumped right into part 3. Congratulations to Taylor Swift. We don't talk music too often on this show, but it's got to be said. Her new album came out on Friday. It has become the first album in Spotify history to gain 300 million streams in a single day. Her new single, Fortnite, has become Spotify's most streamed song in a single day. Insane. And my daughter contributed to probably half of those, just to let you know. Let's see here. Oh, speaking on Taylor Swift, still some more. She's also broke some more records. Her new album, The Tortured Poets Department, has officially become Spotify's most streamed album in a single day. Swift has also become the most streamed artist in a single day in Spotify history. So congratulations as well. Let's see here. We got an interview up with Radio Silence, the directors of Abigail. They talk about Abigail. They talk about leaving the Scream franchise and more. So check out if you just like to read some more stuff that they're into right now. Let's see here. We have a really cool article up that somebody put together for a Star Wars timeline. That's right. All the movies and TV shows in the franchise all laid out in a nice timeline. So pretty cool there for anybody looking to, see how it really flows. Because there's a lot of confusion there. We have two new posters for Deadpool and Wolverine that look awesome. So good. Remember, the movie hits theaters on July 26th. The tagline right now for the movie is LFG, hashtag LFG. For those of you that don't know, it means let's fucking go. So the new posters are awesome because one is Wolverine with his claws out and you see the reflection of Deadpool in the claws. And then the other poster is Deadpool with his swords out and you see the reflection of Wolverine in the swords. I love these posters. And then, of course, they dropped the new trailer. And so that first trailer that came out back in February around the Super Bowl was very Deadpool-centric, right? We didn't really get any Wolverine in it. It was just about Deadpool and kind of, you know, a little tease of the story. This trailer here is really Wolverine-specific. It comes right into Wolverine at the bar and then Deadpool coming up to him and trying to recruit him. This is a Red Band trailer. It's a little violent. It's got the language. But oh my God, this is the best trailer of the year. I love this trailer. I've watched this. This trailer just came out on Monday, and I've already watched it probably 25 times. I love it. I've been going through YouTube, just watching people's reactions and just having a blast with it, man. It's so great to see Hugh Jackman back as Wolverine. The action looks incredible. The humor is incredible. It's such an amazing trailer. If you haven't seen it yet, check it out. Again, Deadpool and Wolverine in theaters, July 26th. Oh my goodness, so awesome. And I'll never listen to Madonna's Just Like a Prayer in the same way ever again, because I'll always think of this trailer when I hear that song. Rita Ora has joined Jack O'Connell and Joel Cole in a new action thriller called He Bled Neon. Mission Impossible 8 has added Severance's Tramell Tillman to the cast. So great actor. So nice little addition there to Mission Impossible. South Park movie and Team America World Police are going to be getting 4K UHD sets for their anniversary releases. So glad to see that they're getting beefed up. We have the final trailer for Challengers, which is Zendaya's new movie. This hits theaters this weekend. We have the new trailer for The Watchers, which is M. Night Shyamalan's daughter's directorial debut. That's right, not him. A lot of people think this is an M. Night movie. He's a producer on it, but this is his daughter, Ishana Night Shyamalan. This is her directorial debut. And I got to tell you, I've been only so-so on The Watchers marketing. This new trailer sold me. Fantastic. It looks creepy. It looks awesome. I'm so down to see what this turns out to be, so I'll be checking out The Watchers for sure. Lakeith Stanfield is set to star in a new video game adaptation called El Paso Elsewhere. Zack Snyder's new animated Netflix series, Twilight of the Gods, is supposed to be out before the end of the year. Arthur the King is now available on VOD as of today. Netflix has nabbed rights to the teen series from Kim Kardashian and Emma Roberts called Calabasas. We talked about Monkey Man is now available on VOD as well. So if you missed this one in theaters, you can now rent or buy it. All American is getting some extra season 6 episodes, and there's a whole new cast if the show gets renewed that they're looking at adding to the show there. The Face Off sequel, which has been rumored for years now, is supposedly now got John Travolta and Nicolas Cage on board. So if it moves forward, we're getting our original stars back. Hell yeah. Face Off, one of my favorite movies ever. I would love to see a direct sequel with Travolta and Cage returning, and that's the way it's looking so far, so we'll see if this gets going. Atlas. We have the new trailer for Atlas, which comes to Netflix on May 24th. This stars Jennifer Lopez, Simu Liu, Sterling K. Brown, Abraham Pupula, and Mark Strong. I think this looks really good. This is a big sci-fi movie that looks like the video game Titanfall. It's in the future, and it looks action-packed. It looks like it's got some cool visuals. I know some people like to poo-poo on Jennifer Lopez, but this isn't a rom-com, man. She's doing some crazy stuff, and we got a great cast, and I'm down. So let's see. I can't wait to check out Atlas on May 24th. Severance Season 2 is wrap production, so congratulations there. About damn time. Calum Turner has joined the cast of Apple TV Plus' new sci-fi series, Nucromancer. Wednesday Season 2 has added Thandi Newton to the cast. The Dying for Sex cast has added Carrie's Sissy Spacek to the FX miniseries. Al Pacino and Dan Stevens are set to lead a new exorcism horror movie called The Ritual. We have the new trailer for Blink Twice, which is Zoe Kravitz's directorial debut starring Channing Tatum. Toni Collette, along with Andy Garcia, have joined the new rom-com movie Under the Stars. The new limited series on Hulu called Orphan has added Dule Hill and Sarayu Blue to the cast. Shorzy Season 3 coming soon to Hulu. It'll hit the streamer on June 21st. Shameik Moore and Paris Jackson have joined the movie One Spoon of Chocolate. McKenna Grace is set to lead a new teen romance drama called Everything I Never Did. Trying Season 4, we have the trailer for the Apple TV Plus comedy series that's coming back soon. A new Sleepy Hollow movie is in development over at Paramount. FBI International shocker as Luke Klentak is exiting the show after 3 seasons. Mila Kunis and Ashton Kutcher will not be returning to that 90s show for Season 2. A new Clue movie and TV show are in the works after Sony has officially acquired the rights. So there you go. They're going to overdo it. That's what they're going to do for sure. Rebel Moon 2 opens similarly to the original movie on Netflix, but trails behind debuts for other films like Damsel and Leave the World Behind. So see, this is why I'm telling you it's not going to get a 4, 5, 6. That's for damn sure. And on that note, my friends, that wraps up our show. And see, we did it. We did it. We came in under 45 minutes. That's what I wanted. Cha-ching. 43 minutes, baby. That's right. All right, let's wrap up this show and get you on out of here. Make sure you bookmark the website. It is amiontheair.com. So very easy there. Listen to the show. Get all the socials, amiontheair.com. Make sure you like us on Facebook at facebook.com/amiontheair. Follow us on Twitter or X, depending on what you want to call it, at twitter.com/amiontheair. Follow at amiontheair. Follow me directly at DXDonMega. That's right. And the same handles over on Threads. So if you've moved on over to Threads like some people have, make sure you follow us over there because we need to beef that one up. So let's get on the Threads. Of course, you can subscribe to the podcast on any of the podcast apps that you listen to. We're on Apple Podcast, of course, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Pandora, Amazon Music, Google Podcasts. We're on everything. So make sure you subscribe, leave a thumbs up, a five-star review, wherever you listen to podcasts. We really appreciate it. Make sure you follow us on all the other socials like TikTok, Instagram, YouTube. Just search Am I On The Air, all one word, and I'm sure you'll find us there and check out, because I do the video reviews, do quick reactions, really cool stuff over there on the socials. So make sure you follow along, all right? And shout out and thanks to our great affiliates at Red Dragons Radio and the Pop Culture Pros. Follow on Twitter at Red Dragons Radio, all one word. It's reddragonsradio.com. And the Pop Culture Pros, follow on Twitter at popculture_pros. Thank you guys for always streaming our show on demand. And that'll do it for me on this Tuesday, April the 23rd. I hope you all have an amazing week. And yeah, go out and check out Boy Kills World this weekend. And hopefully I'll check out Challengers this weekend as well. We'll see how it all plays out. I might actually go see Boy Kills World again because it was fun. So take care of yourselves and each other. And until next time, y'all, peace. Red Dragons!